AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Rodham Clinton says no one should be left out or left behind.
America can't succeed unless you succeed. That is why I am running for president of the United States.
Clinton kicked off her presidential campaign in New York. She also embraced the potential to become the first woman to win the White House. Meantime, two of Clinton's Democratic opponents were campaigning as well. In New Hampshire, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley said he has something Hillary Rodham Clinton doesn't have, executive experience. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders opened his campaign office in Iowa, talking about a political revolution. Documents released today by a prosecutor in Cleveland show hours before 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed by a Cleveland police officer, a friend who loaned Rice a pellet gun warned him to be careful because it looked like a real gun. Police in Dallas have confirmed the suspect accused of attacking police headquarters this morning is dead. His body was found inside his armored van in a parking lot outside the city. Police Chief David Brown says a sniper hit the suspect after shots were fired at headquarters. Officers lost contact with him for several hours until he called 911.
He would get angry during negotiations and just hang up and stop talking. He would rant for a while and not really have a conversation with us and rant during negotiations in Hutchins. And at some point, negotiations just ceased.
The suspect had told police negotiators that he had explosives in the van. It later caught fire and explosives went off. Police in Columbus, Ohio say four people were found shot to death in the basement of a home overnight. One person was injured. Police in Columbus say they are looking for a suspect. This is AP Radio News. In London, it's a birthday party for Queen Elizabeth.
Royal salute! Present! Out!
It's the annual ceremony marking the Queen's official birthday. Her grandson, 23-month-old Prince George, made his debut on the Buckingham Palace balcony, and other members of his family were there. The Duchess of Cambridge was there, too. The Queen turned 89 April 21st, her actual birth date, which is traditionally marked in private with a public celebration held in June. Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was recognized today with a Navy ship named in her honor. The christening of the USS Gabrielle Giffords was at the Austell Shipyard in Mobile, Alabama. Giffords was badly wounded in a 2011 shooting that left six people dead and 13 injured in Tucson, Arizona. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.